how you react to it. So let's take the good and the bad out of diets. Let's stop moralizing over whether I'm weak or I'm bad because of the size of my genes. That is not empowering us. Let's take back control of our appetites and our body in a very holistic, gentle, and loving way. You know, all creatures are driven to fulfill their basic needs for food, for water, for shelter. And if we don't have these needs met, we will go and we will do something. For instance, if you're cold, you have an instinct to go put on a jacket or to go into a warm place. But did you also know that we have a drive to seek peace of mind? That's a basic instinct. If you're out of sorts in any part of your life, whether it's your job, your relationships, or where you live, and you get out of balance with yourself, and your inner voice tries to tell you to correct the situation. For instance, it might tell you to change jobs. It might tell you to take steps in your relationship. It might even tell you to move to another part of the country. But so often we're afraid to hear or honor this inner voice. And so our body becomes out of homeostasis or out of balance. And our body is continually trying to get us back to balance, so it tells us to take another tact. It says, well, if you eat this food, then you will feel better temporarily. And this is where our appetites get out of control, because we're not honoring the inner directiveness that is going to change our life in miraculous ways. Our gut is the center of so many of our emotions. You've probably had one or more of these experiences. Perhaps you were newly in love, you know, that beautiful romantic feeling, and you lost your appetite. I even had a client who noticed this. She purposely went out and would try and fall in love to lose weight. Seriously. Now, don't try that. Fall in love with you. Or you had butterflies of excitement in your stomach, your intuition came in a gut feeling, you had knots in your stomach when you felt anxious or afraid, nausea if you were nervous, you felt hungry because you were lonely, bored, or stressed, you were hungry for attention or love, or how about you were fed up with a negative situation. Listen to how often our gut is tied into our feelings. Our intuition or our gut guides us in all areas of our lives, but if we're not ready to follow it, for whatever reason, we feel afraid, we're not ready to trust it, we don't think it'll keep it safe, we try and silence the gut. Now, I learned this firsthand when I was in my early 20s. I was a young housewife with two little babies, a marriage that was pretty much in shambles, and no money, no time, and no self-confidence. At that time, I believed that I was very stupid. I believed I was incompetent. I believed that no one would love me if I were to go out in the world. And so I stayed home and pretty much hid from the world. Yet deep inside, I had a sense that I wanted to do something for the world. And one day, I started to have visions, almost like a slideshow, where I saw myself in a very different life than the one I was leading. I saw myself as a writer of self-help books. I saw myself as a professional healer, effectively treating and helping a lot of people. And in some of the visions, I saw myself on television talk shows. Now, one would think that this would be happy to see these beautiful visions. They scared me. They were the worst, most awful thing I could imagine seeing. I thought, I can't do those things. How could I be a healer? I don't have anything to give. What could I possibly write about? At that time, I believed that published authors were genetically different than myself. I didn't get that chromosome. So I ran from these visions, from my intuition that was telling me, change your life, change your life. And what I found was that if I